There's one thing that I wanted to add to the last recording, and that is about deep space and the grey matter that they talk about. I believe that the grey matter represents the infinite states of mass, energy mass, in the metaphysical, as recorded in that blueprint in non-time, non-space and non-dimension. And it would explain to me the different rates and speeds at which things go, their mass, everything. And that mass, that infinite mass within the universe, represents and also is equal to the gravity, because it's, the mass is going to determine the bending and the curving of space and so on. So the infinite states of mass, as energy became lighter and was pulling away from that density, that density of itself, the infinite density of itself, its densest density of itself, as facets of itself started to tug away from it, so to speak, and pull away from it, in the way that I've described, they created infinite states of colour, and that colour represented mass, and mass has to do with, is interconnected with, gravity. Infinite states of mass mean that things are going to travel at infinite speed, and therefore its distribution within the universe will dictate infinite ways of both holding the universe together in its infinite gravitational pulls and lightest or darkest or heavier states of being, and in the mass, in its mass, so that it represents both mass and gravity, because they go together, that grey matter. And when they talk about antimatter, of course it makes sense, because there was no matter in the infinite evolution of energy in non-time, non-space and non-dimension. There wasn't any matter. So it's kind of like a balance. For every piece of matter, there is an antimatter. Of course there'll be an antimatter. That's what's keeping the balance. It's saying, you, the physical world, came from me. Came from this state. They are, matter and non-matter are different states of energy in different contexts. The non-matter came from the metaphysical state and from that beautiful blueprint, that enabler, infinite enabler, that was recorded in its densest state and was kept there. It came from that. And it represents, therefore, the every shade of mass and gravity. And most particularly, the non-matter part of it. Everything that was in that blueprint was non-matter. It was non-matter. It was a record of non-matter and how it could become matter. All matter, any time, anywhere and infinitely. Animate and not, flora and fauna, whatever. But the point is, it's about the antimatter and the matter. Of course there'll be antimatter. That's its balance. It's saying, this is what I was in a metaphysical state, this is what I am in a physical state. For every piece of me that's in a physical state, I will balance it with the non-physical state of non-matter or antimatter. And I'll leave it there.